USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A new law in Iowa bans all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The governor already prepared to put up a fight. She's expecting it.
I anticipate that this will likely be challenged in court, and that courts may even put on hold a law until it reaches the Supreme Court.
Governor Kim Reynolds said her faith pressed her to pass the law, which could be in effect July 1st. Planned Parenthood already promising to file a suit. At the annual NRA convention in Dallas, the president says the administration is doing everything they can to keep our communities and schools safe, saying,
"There's no sign more inviting to a mass killer than a sign that declares this school is a gun free zone."
On Hawaii's Big Island, the Kilauea volcano continues rumbling, setting off a 6.9 magnitude earthquake, which rocked the entire island. It struck near the southern slope of the volcano. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty, Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Trump says announcements are coming soon concerning North Korea, including about the summit he's planning with leader Kim Jong-un. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Preparing to climb aboard the Marine One helicopter outside the White House Friday morning, the president said the plans have been made for that summit with the North Korean leader.
We now have a date and we have a location. We'll be announcing it.
The president also being asked about reports that 3 Americans who've been held by North Korea are going to be released soon.
A lot of things have already happened with respect to the hospital. And I think you're going to see very good things. As I said yesterday, stay tuned.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
George H.W. Bush is home from the hospital. A spokesman saying he was released from the hospital after 2 weeks of dealing with a blood infection. Doctors at the Houston hospital say he's doing well and is planning on heading to Maine sometime this month. He was admitted just hours after burying his wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Navy reestablishing its Atlantic fleet.
The Naval Second Fleet, based in the northern Atlantic Ocean, will be reestablished to protect the United States. The move coming as our military defense strategy aims once again to counter Russia at the core of its strategic planning. Chief of U.S. Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson stating that the U.S. National Defense Strategy makes clear this new era of great power competition in a more challenging and complex environment. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
Well, everyone in the horse racing world has their eyes on the Kentucky Derby this weekend.
For many horse racing fans, it's what they consider the Super Bowl of their sport. Now, last year, more than 158,000 people attended the Derby. That's the 7th highest on record. I had a chance earlier in the week to sit down and chat with Ed DeRosa. He's a horse racing analyst from TwinSpires.com. He explains what it's like to be at Churchill Downs on the day of the Kentucky Derby.
The Derby just has so much unique factors to it, with the hats and the infield party and the mint juleps, and there's a horse race and you can gamble on it, and all of that coalesces into what I think is one of the greatest events in, you know, in America, really. And the chance to bet on it just adds even more to it. And personally, when they sing My Old Kentucky Home and everyone's singing along, every time's like the first time. It just never gets old.
I'm Tim Berg.
And the film Black Panther up for 7 awards at this year's MTV Movie and TV Awards, one of the highest grossing films of all time. This is USA Radio News.